Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, it turns out the U.S. Senate has now unanimously voted to reinstate the dress code. If you want to walk out onto the Senate floor, right, take note, Senator Fetterman. And this just proves, folks, sometimes you can just go a bridge too far. You just go a bridge too far. Honestly, if you really wanted to get this thing done, or if they wanted to do it for them, they needed to do it incrementally. Like, just introduce, I don't know, casual Friday or something like that. It might have been a good start, but they've gone back now to the traditional. You actually have to dress up to go to the Senate floor, evidently. All right, folks, welcome to the program. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course, here as we race through and rocket through the overnight hours across your radio dial. And, of course, the captain is out this morning. And we've got an awful lot to talk about, an awful lot more to talk about as we continue. And, of course, you're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting again from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And we're on the satellite as well, via satellite on the GCN network. Thanks to everybody up at GCN this morning. And we also want to welcome everybody joining us on the various live streams and streaming sites and so forth on the internet, if you're joining us that way as well. Welcome to you. And of course, now to those working across America on the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out, especially if you're trucking across the country, if you're working this morning, whatever you're doing and you're listening to us, well, we want to thank you very much. We're glad to be along with you. Don't forget, our toll-free number to call in is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. And speaking of opining, we've got the great Denise Simon from founderscode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, of course, we were talking just at the end of the last segment about what was happening in the impeachment inquiry. So again, yeah, that was sort of a basic outline of what this process is going to be. But this evidence, of course, that they're uncovering, you mentioned you thought they might have more than they're letting on at this point.
Well, I'm pretty sure of that because directly after the end of the hearing yesterday, Comer issued two more subpoenas for bank records, and they included the bank records for Hunter Biden, and they included the bank records for Jim Biden. So that tells me that he is somewhat on the trail of needing some validation of money. What's particularly interesting to me is only one congressman brought up yesterday, and I'm surprised it was only one, and that was Congressman Turner, about the documents that Biden had in his garage over at the Penn Center and then in Chinatown someplace. Because my gut tells me there's a lot in those documents, including visitors logs and calendar of events for Joe Biden to see who he was meeting with and so forth.
Which is all perfectly normal to have them there in your garage.
Yeah. The other piece is, and I was sending tweets out to some of these members of the committees yesterday during this hearing, is we tend to forget that the first, early on, the first set of evidence that the FBI had was marking some of these money transfers into the Bidens with a code that the FBI uses for money laundering. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted somebody to bring that up. It's not Comer about money laundering. It was the FBI had labeled some of these transactions with whatever code it is. I've now since forgotten, but that it was money laundering or flagged them from money laundering. So it's almost as though Comer needs to take the lead of the early indications that the FBI was putting out there, because remember, they had the laptop long before anybody else did.
Right.
Anyway, so the subpoenas were actually going to Wells Fargo and some other banks for James Biden, his wife Sarah, an organization called Lion Hall Group, all of which had received financial transfers from Chinese sources.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows more than we know yet.
Well, what do you think? There was a report I saw earlier, and it had to do with Joe Biden actually evidently seeking a meeting with the Chinese businessman after Hunter was paid just a ton of money, evidently millions of dollars. What do we know anything more about that?
I don't just yet, but you know what's particularly fascinating is I wanted some member of the committees, whatever ones, yesterday to come out and say, hey, President Biden, we have these things. Why don't you come out publicly and explain what they are?
Good question. Really, really good question.
Just kind of putting him on notice. I mean, he wouldn't do it, but just put him on notice, you know?
Exactly. I tell you what, Denise, hold on, because we're coming up on the break. We'll hear the music here in just a moment. And we've got Covington hanging on the line. He's got some questions on the impeachment and the debate. So we'll talk with Covington as well when we come back from this break. I'll be back in a flash, everybody. Don't forget, 1-877-969-8600. That's the telephone number. Kyle Warren with you. See you on the other side.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you here as we continue this morning, racing through and rocketing through the overnight hours across America. The call-in line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about. We're going to get right back to our good friend and our guest this morning, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're going to do that. We actually have a couple of callers holding on the line as well. We got a whole full house, folks, and we've got a lot to talk about. And I need to tell you real quick, though, that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good people over at GEICO. That would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And what you want to do is you want to go over to their website, GEICO.com, take advantage of their price comparison. You want to put in the vehicle that you own right now, whether it's a car or a truck, and see what kind of comparison you would get for the same type of coverage that you got right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or ATV or boat or RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money on both of those things. Now, where you can really start to save money, and we mean big money, is that when you start bundling these things with your house, maybe an apartment or a condo, everything goes in at a different rate. So when you bundle all those things together and you see what the price is going to be, who knows? You just might be saving a bundle if you switch over to GEICO. So again, GEICO.com, that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and do the comparison or the cost comparison today and save. All right. Welcome back, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, we got Covington on the line, who's got a question for us and for you, chiming in on the impeachment and the debate. You want to go ahead and take the call?
Please, yes.
Okay, sounds good. Covington, good morning. You're on with me and with Denise Simon.
Yes, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. It's not that I have a question, rather, as much as I have, rather a, a comment on both the impeachment and the well, the impeachment proceedings that played out yesterday, and as well as the debate last night. There are a couple things. On the impeachment, it just seemed like it was too performative. And the reason why I say that, and it's unfortunate, because we need muzzle velocity. We need hard-hitting hammers. We need people that that are going to come out swinging on this, because this is a serious business, trying to impeach the United States. I mean, United States sitting president. And I frankly, I didn't see really much strength exhibited there, especially with those witnesses. We just can't go forward like this. You might as well not even have an impeachment. You might as well have a shutdown. For goodness gracious, that was just put it bluntly. I think what we saw more yesterday was more of a charade, something to pacify the populist grassroots movement. And moving on to the debate, just the sheer, it was obscene. It's obscene to think that any candidate is going to replace Donald J. Trump. He's prophetic. He's a blunt force instrument, and he was chosen. For this point in time, nobody else can even come close to him, especially in terms of polling numbers. And I think that was exhibited yesterday as well. If you look at the semaphore, the outlet that gauges success in these debates, but in terms of the ad, their ad revenues dropped. Because they can't get people to advertise to watch something to advertise to people that don't want to watch the debate. I mean, most of the people in this country could care less about these people that are all, by the way, they're all being funded by big money class donors, the oligarchs, like Chris Christie, and so that was just obscene to see that play out, especially being on Fox. And of course, Fox is totally anti-American.
So basically, you're thinking that, of course, the debate just wasn't resonating with people, or that a lot of people may just wanted to tune it out if they didn't tune it out halfway through the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, very cool. Well, Covington, thank you for calling. We'll let Denise go ahead and respond to that. But we're really glad you called, and call back anytime.
Sure. Thank you, Kyle. God bless you.
Sounds good. Take care. Thank you, Covington. God bless. All right. Well, Denise, what do you think? Covington had a few things to say there about the debate and about the impeachment as well.
The impeachment inquiry / impeachment itself would go a whole lot faster if these agencies and these banks would cooperate. Remember, they're not. We can go all the way back to Benghazi when Trey Gowdy was running the Oversight Committee. They were ignoring subpoenas, and they would provide documents, but they were completely redacted. I mean, entire pages were printed out with black ink. So,
right.
Yeah, that's where we are. And for the State Department, for Treasury, for, you know, FBI, Department of Justice, and so forth, they're not going to cooperate. And so the slow part of all of this is that Comer has to, you know, take the long route. And it's not going to move fast for that reason. As for the debate, understand something here. These people got into the race because they were not sure early on what Trump's poll numbers would be. His poll numbers continued to grow, which then makes these other candidates less viable. Remember that. You know, when they first started to announce, the handful of them, you know, Trump was not polling what he is today. Now, having said that, there are some flaws with Trump. We have to admit that. I'm not a big fan at all of Vivek Ramaswamy. But towards the end of his essentially closing statement on the debate, he said that the MAGA America First agenda is not Trump's exclusively. And I've said that many times, and I was so pleased to at least hear Ramaswamy say that. He's right.
Yeah.
Every one of those candidates wants America First.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair statement, absolutely. Well, Denise, we've got a real treat as well. We've got Aaron in Denver listening on 710 KNUS. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Professor Politics and Miss Denise. Question. Bob Hernandez, a dumb donkey. Denise, what do you think about him? Will he survive this latest scandal? Will he be forced to resign? And a quick thing about the debate, Ric Flair said it best. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And Donald Trump, he's the man. And so far, they can't beat the man. Anyway, Cat, Professor Pop, adios.
Adios. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron in Denver, what do you think, Denise? I think he's talking about the gold bars and stuff like that.
This is the second rodeo for Senator Menendez. And during the first one, the Democrats in the Senate all rallied around the guy and supported him and blah, 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 blah. And that case collapsed in the courtroom, okay? But that doesn't mean he can't be tried again on that case and now this one. He came out yesterday, said he was de facto not going to resign, even with the pressure that the Democrats are putting on him to resign. The Republicans are not asking him to resign because, the Republicans are saying there's a presumption of innocence. If he wants to resign, it's his own decision to make, but it should not be a forced resignation. This cat, he's been manipulating things for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, and also the Democrats, I think, want to get rid of him right now because they think that it weakens their chances to hold the Senate next year. And I think they want to get somebody else in there that doesn't have this baggage. And I guess the baggage is really heavy when it's gold bars. I can't get over the gold bar thing. I just can't get over it. Well, Denise Simon, we're coming up on the break here. Do you want to stay over for a little bit in the next segment? Because I've got a couple more questions for you.
All right, I can.
Sounds great. All right. Folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. 1-877-969 is the telephone number. I'm Kyle Warren. Stay right there. We'll be right back at you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You USA News Update. California Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away late last night at the age of 90. The oldest senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for months before she passed. The White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May. Should lawmakers not pass a spending bill, the government is poised to shut down at midnight this Saturday. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Recorded or broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnight hours across America. Call-in line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We have an awful lot more to tell you about as we continue this morning. And in a few moments, we'll get to our military report, but we wanted to hold over Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon experience on Facebook for a few more minutes because we've got a lot more to ask her about and a lot more to hear from her about. But first, I want to let you know that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. That's Concerned Veterans for America. Check them out at cv4a.org. That's the letter C, the letter V, the number 4, and then the letter A.org, cv4a.org. And you can check them out. They do all kinds of great work for our vets. They go through all these different things about legislation and where our troops are going and why we send them there and these kinds of things. And also, just last night on the program, or yesterday morning, as the case may be, we were talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We talk to him once a week here on the program. And so go check him out, cv4a.org. You'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon, thanks for holding on.
No problem.
All right. Well, welcome back. And, of course, we've been talking about the impeachment inquiry. We've been talking about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. But also, I wanted to ask you, of course, it looks like we got NATO Secretary General evidently has met now with Zelensky to talk about ending what they call Russian aggression. Yeah, well, I thought it was a war, but I guess it's Russian aggression at this point. Technically, it is. But what do you think is going to come out of any of this?
I have really no idea, but you know, they've been discussing off ramps with Russia and through NATO and NATO membership for a long time, trying to tell Russia, hey, we'll give you the, you know, whatever. I have no idea what the conditions are. Just end this thing. I now think it isn't even so much about Russia or Putin wanting Ukraine. I think he wants it all. And that is the reason, if we look at a bigger picture, that is the reason that he has attached himself so much to China, North Korea, Iran. I think, you know, they're trying to create the new power, and I would call it evil power, but the new power base of the globe. So I think that at some point, too, that Putin is actually being pumped a little bit by Beijing, by President Xi, because Putin's reputation and that of Russia has the most to lose, and they are losing. I mean, let's face it. He doesn't have any soldiers, so he's going to use North Korean soldiers. He doesn't have any weapons, so he's getting those from Iran and North Korea. So I think this is really a situation where Putin is subservient to President Xi, but because of the landmass and because of oil, China needs Russia in all of this to build a massive new power, governmental power across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, China, let's face it, already has a lot of that infrastructure in place. So, at this point, there's really nothing left of Ukraine that Putin could necessarily want.
Exactly. Well, what about the idea, of course, that Russia is evidently selling oil to India, but they're doing it $20 a barrel, evidently, above the price cap that was set by Janet Yellen and the G7? Is there anything we can do about that, or is it just kind of like they're selling it, nothing to do?
Yeah, there's nothing that we can do. I mean, we keep saying we're going to sanction this and sanction that, and we have all these sanctions, but we don't enforce the sanctions. The sanctions are meaningless. And it's gotten to the point where these rogue countries, which I would argue that list of rogue countries is growing exponentially, you know, they've gotten to the point where they have all come together and found viable, successful ways to finesse our sanctions. So sanctions, it's almost kind of gotten to the point that they mean nothing.
they're just stuff that you say, I guess.
It's a formality to just, yes.
Well, I suppose, because this leads me to this then, what you were just saying. Like, for example, are we really going to be able to monitor the money, the $6 billion? I can't even believe I'm saying that, right? The $6 billion that was released back to Iran, we're not going to be able to just make sure that just goes for humanitarian purposes. Are they kidding us?
Okay, now look, we know exactly where the money's going to go. The question is, are we going to stop it? No.
Well, of course not.
I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, because here's
an interesting thing, and I'll give you an indication of that.
Mm-hmm.
The administrator of the Drug Enforcement Agency came out a couple of days ago, and I'm halfway through that presentation that she made. But she came out and she said, we know exactly where the cartel's money is. We know their employee base and how they, what employees The cartels have employees that are stationed across the world. Okay? So, there's billions and billions and billions of dollars that these cartels have. And she said, we know where the money is. So if the DEA knows where the cartel's money is, why haven't we seized it? Oh, because maybe Biden doesn't want to give that authority or approval to do that. We know where Iran's money is. We know where Russia's money is. We know we're trying. We have a SWIFT banking system. So, and because we know all these things, don't you think that Comer sitting over there on the Oversight Committee, jumping up and down because, you know, we know where the government knows where this money went to the Biden crime family, and yet he's having to jump through all these hoops. So that just gives you an indication of how broken our government is.
No kidding. No kidding indeed. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon. Other than Trump, taking Trump out of the mix, are there any of these candidates that you think would instill the same kind of intimidation, quote unquote, for lack of a better term, that a Trump would give or Ronald Reagan would give in on the world stage like that?
Well, Nikki Haley talks a good game, and she knows a good bit. So there's a slight possibility, but I'm not putting a lot of value in that. DeSantis, let's forget, before he was governor, he was in the House, and he was on the Freedom Caucus. And, you know, his time in the military, and he is a lawyer, and he knows all the people with the slings and arrows because they come after him as a governor.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
of those candidates, I would say he would be the best in second place.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. We got time for one quick caller here. We do have Eric in Tennessee, and he'd like to ask you something about NATO. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Kyle. Jack, thanks for taking my call. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, real quick, backtracking a little bit. You guys were just talking about Ukraine, NATO, Secretary General talking with Zelensky, et cetera, and Russia's alliance, which has been longstanding with North Korea. And tacitly, I think it's been a charade with China. They're more deeply involved than they let people on to believe, in order to help keep North Korea balanced within the region, if that makes any sense, to kind of counterbalance each other on North Korea. Here's my take. I feel that China is in the process of sanctioning proof itself, so to speak. Ms. Denise had even posted recall of the pandas on loan to our nation. It's been, shoot, the 70s. I remember seeing it at the National Zoo when I was a little kid living outside of D.C. So I think what we're seeing is a purposeful bifurcation of the world. We have West versus East, and this is going to be worse than the Soviet era we had a lot of manufacturing base in the United States. Now we're balancing all this foreign policy on this little island called Taiwan.
Right. Hey, Eric, I'm sorry we're heading out to a break, but thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Denise Simon, thank you for being with us for an extra segment, and you take care as well, and we'll talk to you
tomorrow night,
my friend. Take care, Denise. Denise Simon, folks, and that was Eric, of course, in Tennessee. Thanks to him. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
A little Bachman Turner Overdrive. We are taking care of business right here on the program, and probably we couldn't have had a better lead-in song back to this segment, everybody, because we'll be taking care of business here with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, here in just a few moments. But welcome back to the program, everybody. We're broadcasting, of course, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio, and we're glad to be with you. The call-in line is 1-877-969-8600. I'm Kyle Warren, and we're glad that you're with us here in the overnight hours in America this morning. And before we get to Chris Markowski on the line, I want to tell you about the good folks at Moss Family Automotive, and because this portion of the program is being brought to you by them. And that would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got, of course, the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville on State Route 50 near the Suncoast Parkway. So if you're near the Suncoast Parkway, you can't miss it. Their flagship station, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. It's 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, mossnissan.com. That's the website that you want to go visit for them. All right. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great this morning, and we've got an awful lot to talk about, of course, and I'm glad that you're here because, first off, of course, we talked a little bit about the debate on the last program, but after that, Vivek Ramaswamy sort of reiterated his whole thing about China, and he talks about Reagan and the Soviet Union, and he puts it in this context. We win, they lose. That's going to be his approach to China. I guess he really wants to decouple from them. But in this day and age, this is different than the Soviet Union, obviously, and Reagan. But is it possible to either seriously de-risk from China or decouple from them altogether?
I don't believe so. I don't look at as it's not even close to the Soviet Union. There's no comparison to the Soviet Union. You know, obviously, right now, the leadership over in China. Xi Jinping was as most certainly a direct change from his, his predecessor, which is Hu Jintao. They've made enormous mistakes, since his takeover. And you're seeing it right now that their economy is falling apart. Major real estate collapses, massive youth unemployment. And again, you have to study Chinese history to some degree and understand that, you know, that the country could fracture very easily. And to various different parts, it's had its civil wars in the past, but again, it's also a culture that goes back thousands and thousands of years where there's a lot of pride involved. And again, it's oftentimes we oversimplify things here in the United States and think everyone is exactly like us and every culture is like us. We don't need a we win, they lose type of a situation. Yeah, we want them to lose in regards to Xi Jinping and some of the overtures that he's been making when it comes to how he's handling business and the various different surveillance that he's doing and whatnot. But, you know, I've always been a big believer that, you know, you want to do as much business as you can with other countries. That's a surefire way, in my opinion, to keep people out of conflicts. There's no way we're going to completely break away from China at this point. I mean, we're still seeing it now, you know, the type of business that is being done. Even though we have de-risked and decoupled to some degree, if you want to call it that, our main trade partner now is no longer China, it's Mexico. And I think the rest of the globe is seeing that too. And I guess China overdid it. They overstepped their bounds. And we're not the only country around the world that's been doing that. That's saying, hey, listen, this is not a beneficial relationship. I'm an Adam Smith capitalist where I do believe you can have two different people sit down at the table and both can walk away happy. It's not, capitalism is not I win, you lose. It's about both people enriching themselves and the, rising tide lifting all boats. That's the type of relationship you want to have. You want a competitive relationship. You want a strong competitive relationship. But again, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to make it. It doesn't have to be adversarial to some degree. In the same sense, you look at, you know, look at the competitive nature that we have in sports here in the United States. I mean, the NFL is a league, and they have teams that compete against one another. But again, you know, that everybody, you want everybody to be competitive and everybody do well because it's great for everyone.
Well, indeed, and that's, the idea of engagement and so forth. And I agree with you. It's the Soviet Union was an entirely different animal. The Soviet Union, I had a college professor way back in the day at the height of the Cold War and everything, and they said something that I always remembered, and that was they can't make a car, or this will date it, right? They can't make a car or a VCR that anybody would ever want to buy, you know? So it was a very, very different thing. China, on the other hand, is very different. But when you were talking there, it kind of gave me this idea about China. Of course, can direct itself in ways that we can't. And I'm not saying it's better, but because of their structure, they can act with a singular purpose over a long period of time. Do you think that they have the ability to get out of this mess that they're in?
That's where they're wrong, and that's the hindrance. It's what's driving them down. I mean, I've been talking at length about this on my podcast and radio show, basically saying Bidenomics is Chinanomics, and we're in the same direction that China has with, you know, nonsensical industrial policy and this public-private partnership nonsense that doesn't work. When you have a command and control economy and you have people that you know, in some capital somewhere trying to dictate how the world works, it doesn't work that way. It's like trying to control the weather. You know, unfortunately, people are, when it comes to the economy, people get confused because the media likes to describe things in terms of, you know, metaphors or turning the economy into some sort of engine. You know, I try to encourage people to think of, you know, the economy as like nature. Or you go outside, now I'm up here in the north and, you know, it's fall now and watching the leaves change. It's like trying to predict, you know, you got a tree that's losing its leaves, where all the leaves are going to fall. There's no computer fast enough. There's no one smart enough to do that. These are the daily interactions of the free market that make sense. You see, you got Xi Jinping, who's most certainly a Marxist in a country that's quasi-free market. You know, they say Soviet Union. I mean, they got Ferrari dealerships in China. They didn't have them in the Soviet Union. But again, it's part of that, the disconnect that they have right now, where you have, you know, many people in China, I mean, hundreds of millions of people that are still living on just a couple bucks a day. Mm-hmm. You know, we see on TV and CNBC or movies, we see, you know, Shanghai and Beijing and areas that have been developed. But the reality of the situation is that most of the country has not, not to mention the fact China also doesn't have the natural resources that we have. Again, they're making some smart choices when it comes to energy, better than we are. They're putting up tons of nuclear power plants, even though they still are you know, doing coal fired and whatnot. But as far as trying to run an economy out of a capital, it never works.
Yeah, it reminds me of the old Soviet five-year plans. I mean, the same kind of principle that they were going to say, we're going to make all these widgets, but they don't really fit anything, but we made them. You know, it's that kind of ridiculous nonsense. Well, what do you think about, in fact, this was sort of a story from yesterday as well, the California Governor Gavin Newsom out here in my neck of the woods, he signed the fast food worker $20 minimum wage bill. Is that going to help young people get a job, or is it going to cause more automation?
It's going to cause more automation. Why 20? Why not set it at 50? Well, why not 70? You know, it's minimum wage to me, it's such a joke. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my entire life. Companies are going to pay what they can afford to pay. It's just that simple. And you're going to say, hey, I got to pay somebody $20 an hour, but they're not worth $20 an hour. Then guess what? That job is going to be eliminated. Just that simple. It's how the world works. We need to have minimum wage. No, you don't. You've got a tight labor market, and without minimum wages that were being installed, we saw wages going up because of the labor market and employers having to fight for workers. But there is going to get to that point in time where, say, you're not worth it. You know, mm-hmm. I'll pay somebody, you know, $10,000 an hour if they can, you know, produce for me $11,000 an hour. You know, it's simple. And to do this, you know, what you're going to do is you're going to hurt that industry. They're going to either automate or they're going to shut down.
Indeed. Well, and I hear people say things like a living wage, and that sounds really good, but every time I hear that, I keep thinking what they really mean is subsistence level. It's like, we want to keep you at the subsistence level, so here's your minimum wage that you're not going to really get more than that, and that's kind of sad.
Well, minimum wage jobs, to me, it's almost like they're college education. I've had countless minimum wage jobs in my life when I was younger, and I learned from every single one of them. And that's what they're there for. You know, it's a starting point, and then, you know, you try to move your way up. It's like Louis Anderson in Coming to America. First he was washing dishes, then he's on lettuce, and next year he makes assistant manager.
That's right. Well, Chris Markowski, thank you so much for joining us. We're coming up on the break. And what's the website?
WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night, my friend. Take care.
You got it.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Top of the hour news is next. Stay with us. Kyle Warren.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.